This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
I'm Martin Strong. As the real estate market prepares for what is usually a busy spring season in the Lower Mainland, how different is this year going to be? No matter the predictions, the market doesn't stop. And John Carlson, of 2% Realty. You know him as Johnny Smartpoint. We'll be here to talk about what we can expect. That's coming up. But first, some of the consumer news headlines from the past few weeks. The TV streaming wars are heating up in Canada, and it means that several of CBC's hit shows won't be on Netflix Canada starting in March. CBC says it decided not to renew the licensing deal with Netflix for six titles, including some big hit comedies like Schitt's Creek and Kim's Convenience. CBC's head of public affairs, Chuck Thompson, says the broadcaster declined to renew the deal with Netflix so that their own streaming service, CBC Gem, would have a bit of an advantage. Also leaving Netflix at the end of the month from the CBC are Heartland, The Murdoch Mysteries, The Great Canadian Baking Show, and When Calls the Heart. We can still watch them, but now we have to go to CBC Gem. CBC Gem is available for free, or for $4.99 a month, you get the premium service, which, among other things, means you don't have to watch ads. The CBC says many of the titles were sub-licensed before the launch of CBC Gem, and since Gem is now doing pretty well, they want to use all the advantage they can. The streaming marketplace in Canada is getting mighty crowded, with the trend being new streamers like Pluto, Roku, and Tubi that are free, but you have to watch commercials, which is kind of like regular old-fashioned TV, but without the cable bills. One of the big issues that we're going to hear a lot about when it comes to online streaming here in Canada is CanCon, Canadian Content. The big tech companies that run these streaming platforms like Netflix, YouTube, and even Spotify may soon have to provide a certain amount of material that was produced in Canada if they want to operate in this country. The Senate has now passed the Liberals' Online Streaming Act, known as Bill C-11. The bill will update Canada's broadcasting rules that will also apply to the big, mostly American, streaming platforms. And just like Canadian TV networks and radio stations have had to do all these past years, these streamers will also likely have to air a small percentage of content that is actually made right here in Canada. Now that it's passed through the Senate, Heritage Minister Pablo Rodriguez says he hopes the House of Commons will pass this bill, C-11, next week. And we see more and more of those articles online highlighting just how crazy the rental market is in Vancouver. And here's the latest. It's a Facebook Marketplace ad that was up this past week, listing a place to live in the West End for $900 a month. So far, so good. $900 a month, the West End, Wi-Fi, and parking included. Not a bad deal, but here's the hitch. You're actually just renting a bed in the living room of a one-bedroom apartment. Judging by the photos, the bed seems to be in the middle of a common area in the apartment. There's a big TV right there, and the bed looks like it's a fold-out couch. There are also some nice big windows and a deck just above street level all along one wall. So it's not the most private of bedrooms. It seems like a pretty nice one-bedroom apartment on Pendrell, though, but the ad is certainly vague. It doesn't say how many other people would be living with you in the apartment. Also, the guy pictured on Facebook in the ad is holding a cat, so that may come with the deal as well. But that's what $900 gets you these days in the West End of Vancouver. And CBD, it's the stuff that comes from cannabis that doesn't get you high, though advocates say it can be used therapeutically to relieve stress and reduce inflammation. It's even become popular among people who give it to their dogs to relieve joint pain and inflammation. But Hong Kong has just banned CBD as a, quote, dangerous drug, unquote, and possessing it will now result in harsh penalties. CBD is already prohibited in mainland China, and this new ban in Hong Kong means anyone caught in possession of it could face up to 7 years in prison. Anyone caught importing or exporting CBD could be jailed for life. The ban has forced many Hong Kong businesses that sold CBD products to either remove the products from their shelves or close their doors entirely. And if you missed it last week, there will be six more weeks of winter. Groundhog Punxsutawney Phil reportedly saw his shadow Thursday morning after his inner circle summoned him from his tree stump at dawn. Meantime, in Canada, Ontario's Wyarton Willie called for an early spring, while Nova Scotia's Shubenacadie Sam saw her shadow and went back into her hole. So it's all very scientific, but it looks like there'll be six more weeks of winter. This is Vancouver Consumer on CKNW. And coming up, we're going to talk real estate. Guiding us through the opportunities out there in the world of real estate will be John Carlson, johnnysmartpoint.com, when Vancouver Consumer continues on CKNW.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back to Vancouver Consumer. I'm Martin Strong, and traditionally, the spring is a big time for the real estate market here in the Lower Mainland. So what can we expect for 2023? Well, we have just the guy for that. We have our man on the ground in the trenches of the Vancouver real estate market for more than 25 years. He sold way more than 1,000 properties in all the different areas of the Lower Mainland. He is, of course, our friend John Carlson of 2% Realty. You know him as Johnny Smartpoint. You can find him online at johnnysmartpoint.com. It's J-O-H-N-N-Y, smartpoint.com. And he's with us now. Hi, John. How are you?
I'm doing great, Martin. It's fantastic to be back again.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to talking to you. We have a special guest coming up, someone you've worked with recently and sold a home, who was very excited. Sold a house in Maple Ridge. We'll talk to Tim. That's coming up. We'll also hear about an open house you have. But let's talk about the market. I mean, 2023, it is just starting to unfold, and there's been some new statistics out this week that sales are below the 10-year average. So there's some doom and gloom out there, but that might not necessarily be all that bad. That might actually be a good thing for some people. Do you think that's true?
Well, yeah, and doom and gloom, I would never use those terms to describe the market right now. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot of uncertainty and, it has been happening for the last year or so, but you're right. It's not a bad news market. If we, quite frankly, right now, I'm pretty excited because, I've been doing this is 26 years now for me. And, things slow down at Christmas, of course, and January tends to be a slower month. And I just feel like things are coming back to life. And there actually are quite a few good signs in the market. But we do have to remember, what we're comparing to. And so if we look at, for instance, the January statistics, I think we've both looked at those that have been published by the Real Estate Board of Greater Vancouver, Fraser Valley, likewise. I work in both areas. Very similar story. And basically, what's happened so far this year, and it shouldn't be a surprise to any of the listeners who check us out regularly, because this is kind of what we've been talking about, that we had a bit of a party and in terms of, the real estate market going crazy. And sometimes there's a hangover, or sometimes there is a, the after effect of that. And with all the frenzy and now the, with interest rates having gone up, five different times now into more traditional, lending rate territory, we're finding that, the market in January was pretty slow. Not only was it slow because January is traditionally a slow month after Christmas, where people tend to focus on some other things. But in terms of 10-year averages, I mean, I think we were, 43% under the 10-year January average. So when you look at the number of sales in Greater Vancouver in terms of real estate, all segments, detached houses, condos, townhomes, farms, acreages, all that sort of stuff. I do residential. I'm not talking about commercial. We're looking at far fewer sales than we saw, even traditionally. But the balancing factor for that is that inventory remains low, and there have not been a whole lot of new listings hit in, say, December of last year or January this year. So we haven't seen much of a change in terms of, sale prices for those homes that have sold. It's been kind of a flat market these last couple months. But as we've mentioned on this program a few times before, the year in real estate is generally defined with what happens in the spring. And I'm going to define the spring as sort of today onward, early February, March, and April. And, you know, I think that we may see a lot more listings hit the market. And whenever your demand is relatively low historically, as long as your supply is also low, it's a relatively flat market. But if inventory blossoms and really starts to grow, and maybe the uptake in terms of sales is a little slower than it has been in the past, that does create a little bit of downward pressure or stagnation on pricing. And we're going to wait and see what happens. But it might be kind of a nice little Goldilocks time right now, to tell you the truth, because there is not a whole lot of competition. And I know just from talking to the other agents and my own clients that there are people out there saying, hey, this is the time for us to buy. Interest rates are higher than they were, but gee, if I buy in the next 60 or 90 days, I'm still going to get the rate that's a little bit lower than the one that just went up. And I'm hunting right now for a good property. So in a nutshell, I think that the spring is just about to spring, so to speak, in the real estate market in this area. And I think buyers will have a lot more choice as the next month or two and 3 months go on. And it's going to remain to be seen exactly what happens with the price dynamic. There are even people out there who think prices might bump up a little while, a little bit in the foreseeable future. I don't see that personally, but I've always got an open mind. And, you know, I tend to try to follow what I'm seeing, as you said, on the ground in the trenches every day. And part of my job is to relate all that information to my clients who are thinking about selling so that we can come up with a good strategy. So spring of 2023 has started. I'm excited. The real estate market goes on. We're a very robust real estate market, as everybody knows, in this area. And we have buyers and sellers looking to do some business. And for those who are doing that, I want to put myself out there as a potential good choice to interview for that job.
Well, I'll write down the phrase Goldilocks time. That's John Carlson with his outlook for the beginning of 2023. John Carlson, you know him as Johnny Smartpoint. You can find him online at johnnysmartpoint.com, J-O-H-N-N-Y, smartpoint.com. You can also give John a call, 604-612-0080, or send him an email, john@johnnysmartpoint.com. And you have kind of reassuring words for the market, and I think that's great. And this market that we've been through, because, you know, we talked so much when things were crazy, it was not always a good time for someone who just sold a house. It was impossible to find anything. So it's almost like when things get back to normal a little bit, it's probably a good time for everybody, not just sellers, but also buyers as well.
Well, there's a lot of truth in that, Martin. You know, my take on it is that anytime there's a change in the market, whether it fluctuates wildly upward in terms of pricing and excitement and number of sales, or when it starts to calm down and slow down, there's going to be winners and losers. And, you know, if it were a perfectly flat market all the time, I don't know how much, you know, a professional like myself, you know, would really matter to the equation, because prices would be set and everybody would know what everything's worth. And But you know, when times change, that's really when you need to have some up-to-date current advice if you want to make good decisions. So yeah, there's going to be winners and losers. If you're you know, cashing out your estate, you would have been better off to do it last spring. If you are looking to make a lateral move, I mean, you want to, you know, chances are there's more opportunities for you to find a good property today and not have to, you know, sacrifice, you know, yourself on the altar of just getting a deal together and foregoing inspections and financing clauses and stuff like that, because that can be risky. So I think, again, we're in a little bit of a Goldilocks period where, guess what? You can list your home. Good homes that are priced well are attracting activity and they will sell. So if you're prepared to understand the market, understand how you fit into that market, and price accordingly and market to the right segment, you're going to get some action, and chances are you're going to have to negotiate and have a good agent helping you negotiate a price and justify the price. And that's a big part of the market right now. Offers don't come in at list price and over necessarily all the time. But the good news is, even though you might not sell and you probably won't sell for what you might have in the past, your options as a buyer, if you're making a lateral move or an upward move or downsizing, are going to be far greater than they were. And the pressure, you know, is not necessarily there. So again, I recall, you know, lots of people over the last year or two saying, boy, I kind of like to make a move, but I can't take the pressure of this market. I don't want to be a buyer in this market. So things now have balanced out a little bit. A lot of that's by design. Government measures, interest rates going up, Bank of Canada, some of the other changes we've seen. So again, if you want to take one thing out of this long-winded answer, Martin, it's basically understand your market, get a good professional to help you in the process, and you can make a move that makes sense to you and satisfies you without having to go through the ringer.
Yeah. As always, a challenging market calls for a professional to assist you. And that professional is John Carlson. JohnnySmartPoint.com is where you can find him online. And if you go to your website, JohnnySmartPoint.com, J-O-H-N-N-Y, SmartPoint.com, you can check out the new listings. You have an open house tomorrow. And this looks like a pretty interesting property in Coquitlam.
Yes. Yeah. Let's talk about that one. I'm really excited about it. This is a brand new listing. It's just going to be shown for the first time today. I'll be there tomorrow, Sunday, between 1 and 3 p.m. And I guess it's on my website. Go ahead and take a look. Right now we have photos. I don't have the 3D Matterport tour because a bit of a long story. The house wasn't quite ready. It's a longtime family-owned home, and there were some things to move out of it and get it prepared. This home, 1968 built, and owned by the same family ever since. It's in an amazing spot, like location you cannot beat. If you're looking for a house in central Coquitlam, the address is 605 Midvale. We've got it listed at $1,699,900. And what do I like about this house? First of all, location and lot. The lot is 70-foot frontage. It's 132 feet deep, the kind of lot you just don't see anymore if you're looking for a newer house. And it's private. The backyard is like a park. So it's got that going for it. And you know what? It's just also a really nicely maintained, lovingly cared for home. The main floor has, it's all like the post and beam ceiling. So if you look at the pictures, you can see the front of the house's windows right to the roof. It's a 10.5-foot vault with beams. It's open concept with, hardwood floors. And I have a feeling that whoever, moves into there might remove a wall and open up that kitchen and make it like the modern great room plan. It's got tons of opportunity that way. It's a basement home with a partly unfinished basement with a door outside. So for those people who want maybe a suite for mom or dad or something like that, it works that way as well. It's just got an awful lot going for it. It's priced appropriately for this market. So I think we're going to get a lot of good attention, but 605 Midvale, go to my website, take a look at the photos. If you want to come to the open house and say hi, please do. I'll be there Sunday, 1 to 3. This is a good listing, and I've got some more coming up, and I want to also put it to the listeners out there that if you have a home that you're thinking of selling and you might want to talk to me about it, this is a great time for me because I'm not overly burdened. The year is just starting. I have time, and I can turn my attention to your home like this one. And I think we're going to announce, within a week or two that this one sold. Time will tell, but this is a great listing that people in that area, in that price range, definitely want to check out.
Yeah, go to johnnysmartpoint.com and you can click on the listings and you can see that open house. It's tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., 605 Midvale in Coquitlam. And it's just a beautiful house, big, huge windows in the front and a 10.5-foot beam ceiling and big windows. And I just love the fact that it was family owned since new in 1968. So go to johnnysmartpoint.com and check out the listings page. And you can see this beautiful house on Midvale Street in Coquitlam. We're talking to John Carlson, Johnny Smartpoint. And when we come back, we're going to hear from one of John's many satisfied clients, sold a house in Maple Ridge, and kind of an interesting story about how you show the house with photographs, what time of year, all these things matter. And it's when you need an experienced real estate professional on your side. And that real estate professional is John Carlson. And you can find him online, johnnysmartpoint.com. You can also give him a call, 604-612-0080, or send him an email at john@johnnysmartpoint.com. And when we come back, we'll hear from Tim, one of John's many satisfied customers, when Vancouver Consumer continues right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong, and on Vancouver Consumer this afternoon, we're talking to our friend John Carlson. You know him as Johnny Smartpoint. He lives on the net at johnnysmartpoint.com, J-O-H-N-N-Y. You can also send him an email, john@johnnysmartpoint.com. He's been in the business in the Lower Mainland, all across the Lower Mainland. You have sold properties in every different pocket of Greater Vancouver for more than 25 years. And one of the properties you've just sold, John, was for a client named Tim in Maple Ridge. And I have Tim on the line to talk about that sale. Hi, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, very, very well. Congratulations on selling your house in Maple Ridge with the help of John Carlson. And I noticed that the subjects were removed on Christmas Eve. That must have been fun.
Yeah, that was definitely fun for sure. Yeah, kind of a surprise, yeah. but it was great.
Yeah, and this wasn't something that was a rush job. You had been thinking about selling for a long time, right? You didn't just rush into this.
Actually, yeah, about a year ago, I contacted John Carlson and had him come out. We were thinking of selling back then, but we ended up staying a little bit longer, but it worked out really well that he did come quite a while ago, because we managed to get some pictures done in the summer of our pool and all that, which definitely helped. And then we ended up selling in the winter this year. So,
yeah, it's a good example of how, you know, thinking things out and taking your time is a good strategy sometimes.
Yes, absolutely. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Because in the case of your house in Maple Ridge that you sold, it's kind of a nice looking property, and you had a pool in the backyard. And I guess when you take pictures of a pool in the winter, it looks a little different than a pool in the summer.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, it's great that we were able to do the pictures that way in the summer, way ahead of time. You know, we didn't plan that, but we wanted to sell in the summer. Probably would have been the better time, but it was the winter time, and then having those pictures of the summer really helped out.
Yeah, and when we talk to people who work with John Carlson, Johnny Smartpoint, they often say that they like John because they didn't feel rushed. They felt like he sat down and he listened, and he didn't rush them into selling their house. Is that the way you feel?
Absolutely, yeah. John, when he first came over, it felt like family right away. He sat down, we talked for a couple hours, and not even bought the house for quite a bit out in the back deck. And yeah, we really got to know him, and he got to know us, and knew exactly what we wanted to do. And, you know, he was very, very professional at that and knew exactly what he was doing.
Right. And what was the biggest challenge for you to leave? Because had you been in the house a long time?
Yeah, almost 10 years. It was just time to leave. The market was going down, and we thought that this would be a good time to sell the house, because it doesn't look any better, the future of the market right now. So this was the best time for us to sell.
So what was the process like working with John? You talked about the initial meeting, but how was the process of selling the house and opening it up to the public and working with John?
Great, yeah. He took care of everything. You know, he took great pictures, 3D pictures. The open house was fantastic. You know, we had a cat. He made sure that it didn't run out of the house when people were coming in to look. Yeah. So, yeah, he made sure everything was perfect and looked up.
Yeah, that's interesting, because we have a cat, and it never even occurred to me that if we had an open house, say, the cat would be freaked out.
Yeah, exactly, and ours was, but no, it was calm. John looked after it. It's like the cat thinks it's part of the family now. You know, it's so we had John and the cat get along great.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So what's the next move for you? Are you downsizing, upsizing?
No, we're actually staying in the house. The buyers actually asked if we would stay and rent it back from them, which is perfect, because it's the area that we wanted to stay in anyways, the children and I. You know, they're still close to school and their friends, so it worked out to be a perfect scenario.
Wow, that's pretty convenient for you because you're probably selling at a good time and then you don't have to move.
Exactly, yeah. No, it works out perfect. Yeah, everything just worked out the way it's supposed to.
Right. So what do you say to people who are, maybe thinking about selling a property and they're thinking about calling up Johnny Smartpoint, John Carlson? What do you say to them?
Well, I'd say, yeah, he'd probably be your best choice. Yeah, he's going to save you a lot of money just by going through John Carlson Real Estate. He saved us a ton of money, that's for sure. It was a great service. You know, he sold our house in less than 2 weeks after listing it, and everything was perfect right from start to finish.
Yeah, it sounds like a pretty seamless process. And you mentioned saving money because he is a 2% realtor, which is, slightly less than the typical real estate agent would charge. But you're also getting somebody who really knows their stuff, right?
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's a huge benefit being able to save that money. I mean, that's more money you can use on your family and do other things. And yeah, that's a huge benefit being able to save that type of money and using John.
Right. We're talking to Tim, just sold a house in Maple Ridge, and he's able to still live in it. So he got the good price, sold it in 2 weeks, and he's still in the house. So, congratulations, Tim, to you and your family, and I wish you all the best in the future.
Thank you so much.
Another satisfied customer of John Carlson, Johnny Smartpoint. And John, that's got to make you feel good because I've heard this before from other people who have worked with you. They use the word family, and that's kind of nice.
Wow. Yeah. And, thank you, Tim. Working with Tim was wonderful. And, we have become friends of sorts, and he's awesome. His two young daughters love them as well. And, it's funny, Tim, thanks for such a great testimonial. And it's, what I kind of chuckled about was, the concept of list with John and he'll look after your cat, which is true, I guess, but I wouldn't put it at the top of the list of reasons, to work with me. And I just want to say thank you, Tim, for taking the time, what feels good, Martin, is when, I work with a client and they actually are willing, they hire me, they pay me to do my job. They don't owe me anything, but time and time again, clients have been willing to just come on and say, hey, I had a good experience with John. And I think that the listeners out there, at least when I'm, shopping for, somebody to, do a service for me that's important, it matters what other people say. And so I want to say thanks, Tim. That really is helpful to me. I'm really happy that you're satisfied with the job. I think that given the timing, things worked out well. And the two big things I kind of took out of that, Martin, was, towards the end of the discussion, when prompted, Tim said, oh yeah. And, I saved a lot of money, compared to some of the other agents I talked to. And Tim, let me just put it this way. Tim had a lot of other options and most sellers do. Everybody knows several real estate agents. He chose me and that means, hey, I've got a job to do and I want to do a good job for Tim and his family. And, I kind of jokingly would say, oftentimes people call me about the savings. Hey, can you really save me money compared to the guy or the gal I just talked to last week? They call about that. But oftentimes when the process is done, it's more about the experience they had. And that's kind of where I came up with this Smartpoint idea that, what is the right place if you've got all these options? What is there, 15,000, 16,000 real estate licenses in Greater Vancouver and the Lower Mainland? And a majority of those are active, agents looking for business. You have a choice to make. And how do you make that choice? So, Tim, thank you for putting that out there to the other listeners. And all I want to do, quite frankly, Martin, is help people sell their home, buy another home, make good decisions, get the timing right. I think that Tim also mentioned that we'd been talking for about a year. And, families make their own decisions about timing and what they do and when they do. But, right from day one, I tried to give good advice. We talked about that. We gave it some time. Having all of my, because I've been doing this a long time and I do a good volume of business, I've got my own in-house marketing team. I can send, my team out on a day's notice or less sometimes to redo photos or in this case, take pictures of the pool in the backyard because he had an awesome setup there in the summer and then just hang on to him until the client's ready. So I try to be super flexible. I try to make sure that a client feels comfortable and they're not rushed. But, when they say, hey, it's time to go, I'm ready to go. And in this case, I've seen it over and over again, Martin. This is going to sound super corny, but I'll tell you something about this business. Good things happen to good people. And, you know, Tim, I love him and his family. And when this whole process came along and we had the opportunity, we got, you know, we had to work for it. We had to counter offer an offer, and, you know, and we had other parties interested. We had to try to find the right pathway to the right dollar amount. But in the end, you know, timing for his daughters at school and staying there worked out well. And I just feel like, you know, I was part of almost a bigger plan, if you will, there. And I was happy to be a part of that plan. And to any of the listeners out there, I'm happy to talk to you about how I might fit into your plans as well. And if you hire me, I'll do a good job for you. I'll likely save you money compared to some of the other agents you're talking to when it comes to commission. Commissions are always, you know, they're not set. And, you know, you do have a lot of different options. But again, I try to be that smart point where you're making a good decision, putting your trust in me to handle your sale for you. So, Tim, awesome. I really appreciate that. I'm going to be in touch this week, and we're going to go from there.
Right on. And that's why he's Johnny Smartpoint. And you can find him online, johnnysmartpoint.com, John Carlson. You can also send John an email, john@johnnysmartpoint.com, or give him a call, 604-612-0080. And like you just heard, maybe you're not ready to sell right away. You're thinking of maybe, you know, you don't know when you want to do it. You know, be like Tim, you know, talk to John, and you won't get rushed into it. And you'll sell when the time is right. And John, in the 2 minutes we have left, I want to reiterate this open house tomorrow. This is looks like a pretty good property on 605 Midvale in Coquitlam tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And it's a pretty cool house, right?
It is a good house. I'm happy to have been given the chance on this listing. These people, you know, excuse me, actually have been listening to the radio program, you and I, for a while. And I think that through that, they came to the idea that, hey, they'd at least give me a try. So it was kind of nice to meet with them and get this started, because it's a fantastic property. Feel free to come to the open house if you want to meet me, especially if you're looking to buy in the area. This is one you don't want to miss. Bring your real estate agent with you. That's absolutely fine. Come on your own. We're showing it all week as well. But this is a good property. And I think that, just one last note I'll put out to a lot of people I've been talking to the last couple of months, and I've kind of been suggesting, you know, maybe it's not the best time, Christmas and all these other things. Well, I think that now we're entering into where it might be the right time. So I'm going to be contacting a lot of you. Feel free to contact me. And, you know, the market's getting underway, and this is going to be the start for me. So come out and see it. Fantastic house.
All right, John Carlson, johnnysmartpoint.com, J-O-H-N-N-Y, smartpoint.com is where you can find John on the web. You can give him a call, 604-612-0080, or send him an email, john@johnnysmartpoint.com. Well, John, we will talk to you in a couple of weeks, and good luck, and have a lovely rest of the weekend.
You too. I'm looking forward to the next show. Thank you.
Right on. John Carlson. This is Vancouver Consumer. I'm Martin Strong. And up next, it's the story of Vancouver's most famous lifeguard. He was actually named Vancouver Citizen of the Century by the Vancouver Historical Society. And even if you don't know his amazing story, you probably have heard his name, especially if you like seafood restaurants. That's coming up when Vancouver Consumer continues right after this.
This is a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Welcome back. I'm Martin Strong. And when you hear the name Joe Fortes, you probably think about the restaurant. It's a classic. On Thurlow Street, just off Robson in Vancouver, try the Seafood Tower. It's absolutely amazing. But the name Joe Fortes is much more than just a restaurant. They named the place as a tribute to the real Joe Fortes, a man who moved to Vancouver from Trinidad in 1885. For many years, he lived in a tent on the beach at English Bay. Joe Fortes died on this day 101 years ago, in 1922, February 4th, and his funeral in 1922 was a big event, one of the biggest funerals this city had ever seen. The mayor was there, the entire city council, the Vancouver chief of police, all showed up to pay their respects. So why was a guy who slept in a tent on the beach so important to the city of Vancouver? Well, when Joe Fortes arrived in Vancouver, a black man from Trinidad in 1885, he worked anywhere he could to survive. He was a porter on the trains. He shined shoes, tended bar. And he didn't make a name for himself until he started acting as English Bay's unofficial lifeguard in the late 1800s. At first, it was merely a volunteer position. After all, he was living on the beach in a tent. But he became so popular with the people who would visit the beach and swim that the city would eventually put him on the payroll. By this time, Fortes was out of the tent and lived in what they called a creeper-clad cottage near the waterfront. He had been a serious swimmer in his youth in Trinidad. And during his time in Vancouver, Joe Fortes was officially credited with 29 rescues, though unofficially, it's believed he saved more than 100 people from drowning in the ocean. He also taught kids how to swim, a lot of them. Joe was really popular at the beach, and for more than 25 years, he could be seen every day patrolling the area in his rowboat, making sure the little kids swimming were safe. He was also fiercely protective of the swimming area and would not tolerate people coming through in boats or canoes. So when Joe Fortes passed away on February 4th of 1922, it was big news. The headline in the Vancouver Province newspaper read, "The city mourns as Joseph Seraphim Fortes, English Bay's first lifeguard, passes away at Vancouver General Hospital. The cause of death was a paralytic stroke." The funeral, as I say, was a big one. It would even feature 5 minutes of silence, which was observed across the city. Over the next 5 years, from 1922 to 1927, money would be raised to construct a fountain in his memory, which was put in Alexandra Park on Beach Avenue. Many years later, in 1986, Fortes would be named the Citizen of the Century by the Vancouver Historical Society, as the Vancouver province put it so eloquently in 1922, quote, "Three generations of Vancouver folk have known and loved Joe, and there will be genuine sorrow that his advice of, quote, kick your feet, ma'am, will no longer be heard." Joe Fortes, Vancouver's Citizen of the Century, passed away exactly 101 years ago today, February 4th, 1922. I'm Martin Strong. This is Vancouver Consumer. And coming up, it was probably the most famous of all the jumbo jets. And the last one has just rolled off the assembly line at Boeing in Seattle. I've got that story along with more of this week's consumer news when Vancouver Consumer continues right after this.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of the advertiser. The opinions expressed are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of CKNW.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.